Hey everybody, welcome to the Daily Bedtime Stories for Kids podcast time. We are, we're going to tell part 7. Can you believe it's been 7 parts already?
7 days.
7 days. Days that we've been telling our story. And last time, Little Billy and the heroes, right? Little Billy, Stella, and Miss Hawthorne, they got out of the Canyon of Death, and they they had the Green Dagger, and Miss Hawthorne told them that they had to go get the Star Queen, right? Because they had to find the pendant, the special pendant, the necklace that had Miss Hawthorne's powers in it. And it was hidden by the Star Queen. And the Star Queen lives on an island in the middle of the Emerald Sea. And you can only see her castle at night when the stars come out. And there's a bright star that shines down. And that's why she's called the Star Queen. So we left off and they saw the castle in the middle of the Emerald Sea, and then they were going to wait till the next night. So they went back to the city, they went back to the village, and they were going to stay there the night. And little Billy, he found himself getting kind of nervous. He couldn't sleep very well. And he was laying there awake, and he got up and he kind of went for a little walk. And Stella was sitting outside, and she was sharpening her arrows for her bow and arrow. She was sharpening the arrows and making sure that everything was really sharp. And little Billy said, "Well, what are you doing?" And she said, "Well, when I can't sleep, I come out here and I sharpen the arrowheads." And little Billy said, "Yeah, I was thinking maybe I'd come out here and sharpen my sword too." And Stella said, "Are you nervous?" And he said, "Yeah, you know, I am. This is crazy. I've never done anything like this. I mean, I wanted my coin back. And I don't know if it's even worth it, but it feels like I really need to get it for some reason." He said, "I don't even know why. And now I'm helping some lady we met in a field full of, a canyon full of bones." And he said, "There's a dagger that turns bright green. I mean, it's just wild." And Stella said, "Yeah, I know what you mean. Life doesn't happen like we expect it to happen. I never expected to meet you." And little Billy said, "Yeah, I'm so glad I met you too." And Stella said, "You know what? If we stick together, we'll get through this." So they went to their beds and they went to sleep. And the next morning they got up and then they waited till the evening time, when the sun went down and the stars came out and the stars shined down on the Emerald Sea and you could see the castle. And Stella and little Billy were standing there and looked around, but Mrs. Hawthorne wasn't there. They said, "Well, where's Miss Hawthorne? How are we going to get to the castle?" And all of a sudden, Miss Hawthorne showed up and she had a horn in her hand. And they said, "What do you got there?" And she said, "Well, I have this magic horn. This is how we're gonna get to the Star Queen's castle." And they said, "Well, where did you get that?" And she said, "Well, I stayed up all night making it." And they said, "Really?" And she said, "Yep." So she said, "Well, little Billy, would you like to do the honor since you're kind of our leader?" And little Billy said, "Well, what do I do?" And she said, "Just blow through it as hard as you can." And so he took the horn, that was made out of a weird bone, and it was kind of weird. It was curvy, and it was kind of heavy. It was a lot heavier than it looked. And he picked it up, and she said, just point the top up and blow. So he lifted the top of it up, and he blew in it as hard as he could, and it made just a strange shrieking sound. Ooh, and it was kind of eerie, an eerie sound. And so when that happened, they looked out on the Emerald Sea, and all of a sudden, a great big, huge whale came up out of the sea, and he opened his mouth, and his mouth was like a bridge, kind of, that they could just kind of walk right in. It was like a tunnel. And Miss Hawthorne says, well, our ride is here. So they walked right in the whale's mouth, right into his stomach. And little Billy turned to Stella and he says, continuing on in our conversation last night, can you believe that we're doing this? And Stella said, nope. So they went in and they didn't know what to do. And Miss Hawthorne, she had brought a lamp. So she lit her lamp and it was kind of light in there and it was kind of gross. It was wet and icky. And so they waited for a while and they could tell that the whale was swimming and it was going really deep. And then all of a sudden a bunch of water would come in and then it would swish around for a while and it would go out. And then more water would come in and swish around for a while. And this went on for what they thought was like an hour. And then all of a sudden, they stopped. And the whale opened its mouth. And they walked out. And sure enough, they were on the island. And they could see the castle. And they went up to the castle. And Miss Hawthorne says, Billy, do not lose that horn. Don't lose it. If you lose it, we can't get home. This is the only way home. You have to keep it safe. And she said, and she showed him on the horn. She said, you have to hold it here. And she said there was a thing that you could put around your neck, like a necklace thing that would hold it. And she said, if you put this around your neck. And he put it around his neck, and that great big horn it flashed, and it shrunk, and it looked like a little tiny tooth or something on the end of a necklace. It was just a necklace. And she said, when you take it off, it'll turn back into the horn. Whatever you do, don't lose that necklace. So they went up. And they found the entrance into the castle. And they walked up a whole bunch of stairs. And they were walking up into the castle. And all of a sudden, the front doors just burst open. And there was a great, big knight there that was dressed in armor. And he had a great, big sword in one hand and a great, big axe in the other. And he said, who goes here? Nobody enters the Star Queen's castle without permission. And Miss Hawthorne, she took her hand and she raised it up. And when she raised her hand up, her hand turned bright red. And she went around and made her hand a circle, and she did it three times, and then she acted like she threw something at the knight, and all of a sudden, a great big red ball came out of her hand and went and hit the knight, and the knight was gone, and the armor just went everywhere. He was gone in an instant. And then again, Stella and Billy looked at each other and said, I thought she didn't have any powers. I thought we were going to get her powers back. Something wasn't right. Mrs. Hawthorne was not being truthful to them. So, They didn't have any choice at this point. They had to face the Star Queen. So they went in the castle, and sure enough, when they went in there, there was a great big throne, and on the throne was a beautiful woman. She looked like a glowing star. She had a white dress, and she was just bright, and she says, in a very non-scary voice, she says, "Who is here?" And all of a sudden, Mrs. Hawthorne, she stood up and she said, "You give me what is mine." And the Star Queen said, "What is yours?" She said, "Sister." And little Billy and Stella looked at each other again, and they said, "Sister? Miss Hawthorne and the Star Queen are sisters?" And Miss Hawthorne says, "Sister, you never liked me. You never wanted me to succeed." And the Star Queen says, "That is not true. You're the one that chose to leave the castle. You're the one that chose to leave. You're the one that chose to try to steal all of our powers. You're the one that wanted all of this for yourself. You're the one that wanted to get rid of me. You tried to kill me." And again, little Billy and Stella looked at each other and said, "Miss Hawthorne tried to kill the Star Queen to steal her powers?" And Stella said to Billy, "We have to help. We have to help the Star Queen." The end. Ooh. What's gonna happen, guys? You think Miss Hawthorne's still good? Or do you think she's bad? You think she really tried to steal the Star Queen's powers? And kill her? That's not very good. And she lied about having powers. So, I don't know. You guys are pretty tired tonight, I think, huh? Alright, let's pray, okay? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. I thank you for these boys. I pray that you would... I thank you so much for giving them such a good week at school. I pray that you would just help them to have a really good night's sleep tonight, sleep in tomorrow, to grow up to be big and strong, to love you with all of their hearts, and that you would just use them in great and mighty ways. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.